I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Dan Muir, Cassie George running around here someplace doing Facebook Live. You don't see her because she's doing other things as well. You can multitask around here, Dan.
You have to.
Mm-hmm. We do. I'm doing usually several things at once when I'm on air.
Yeah.
Texting somebody, answering some questions, you know, doing whatever, looking up the next article, you name it, we're doing it all.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. And I don't twirl my hair either like somebody else I know. I don't have that much to twirl, so it's a little hard to do, but I guess I could twirl.
I could
grow some hair and twirl it. I could really get it long. Should I?
I'm still thinking about doing the flip.
Should I grow it really long?
You should. You should do the mullet again. You should go back to the mullet.
I can sport a mullet. Don't worry. Party in the front, or business in the front, party in the back.
That's right.
I can do it.
You could. You could definitely pull that off.
I could do a mullet. You want me to?
Yeah.
2018, the year of the mullet.
Bring the mullet back. You're a trendsetter.
Do hipsters, by the way, do hipsters have mullets? Is that a hipster thing?
No, I don't think so.
I've not seen too many hipsters with mullets. Have you?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either. All right, let's do man buns. Yeah, man buns. That works. All right, Joel Gilbert joining us next. Joel's been on several times before. He has got a new, well, let's just say it's called theartoftheinsult.com. Joel, welcome. What's going on, sir?
Hey, great to be back. Thank you. I've got this new film. It's coming out January 23rd is the street date.
Great.
And it's all about Donald Trump's journey through the 2016 campaign, where you really, you'll laugh the whole way through. It is a very funny film all the way through. You'll see Donald Trump as he brands all his political opponents and does it through this performance art. That's why I call it the art of the insult.
Mm.
He would fly around the country, you know, landing in an airport, talking to people at an airport hangar,
right,
three or four times a day, 20,000 people, and he would just bust into all these narratives and comedy routines, a Little Marco, Lion Ted, Crooked Hillary.
Right.
And it's just an amazing study in branding and how he just controlled the media and the messaging all the way through. It's a great film, and the trailer is hilarious. You can just see that at artoftheinsult.com.
It is hilarious, and I thought, depending upon how much time we have, we may try to go ahead and throw that in and play that if we get some time. But I want to spend most of our time with you. I want to respect your time because I know it's limited as well. So I know you've done things in the past sort of the opposite, where you've been not necessarily critical, but really just documenting some of the known truths when it comes to our previous president. In fact, you're well known for a couple of documentaries you did along those lines as well, correct?
Right. Dreams for My Real Father was one where I showed that Barack Obama's real biological father was not the Kenyan Obama. In fact, it was the man who became his ideological mentor, was the Communist Party propagandist who became a Soviet agent during the Cold War, was Frank Marshall Davis. And we saw how Donald Trump got, it's in the film, the new film, how Donald Trump really got into politics on a national stage, was questioning Obama's birth certificate. You know, why don't you release your birth certificate? What's wrong here? And he got Obama grudgingly eventually released a birth certificate that many still question. But the root of the problem was that Obama's real father was a Russian agent, and that's the man who raised him. Mm-hmm. And Obama's narrative was, my father's a goat herder from Kenya. I'm just going
right
to bring us all together.
Right.
And had the real father been revealed, the entire Obama fiction would have collapsed. So Trump takes on everyone in the film. Obama, of course, all the Republicans, Bernie Sanders, Pocahontas, and you just learn a lot about Trump. I thought I knew Trump. I thought I understood him. Once I made this film and you just see his authenticity and his spontaneity, standing his turf, fighting back, And it, you really understand why people went for him, because they wanted a fighter. They knew that if he could say to Jorge Ramos at that press conference, you know, go back to Univision and not apologize afterwards, that he could take on Hillary Clinton.
Okay, so when all the studying you did, and Dan and I have talked about this great, or, you know, in great length. So I'm glad you're joining us, Joel. It's always a joy having you. And again, for everybody listening, real quick, I want to make sure that they get the URL correct. They can look this up right now. It's artoftheinsult.com. Artoftheinsult.com. So, Joel, as you went through all the studying of Trump, trying to put the film together and so on, what give us a couple of the most surprising things you found out about him.
Well, what you find out, first of all, you realize that no other Republican could stand up to him. You also, we remind some of the background that Trump was not a real estate guy like people assumed. He was an entertainment business guy. He'd been in entertainment for 30 years. He promoted professional boxing, wrestling, owned a pro football team. Of course, Miss America, Miss Universe, The Apprentice. So he had seen and done it all when it came to marketing and hype. So he easily controlled the media and the narrative. You just learned so many things. The protesters that showed up to every Trump rally thinking they were going to try to harm him and his candidacy, every time they started protesting, he'd smile. He'd be, look over there, look over there. And the protesters who drove those rallies that got people to come, and he'd say, aren't we having a good time? And the media would come. And it's just amazing how he had everyone at his fingertips the entire time. The other thing that's, I think, very interesting that comes out in the film is how Trump adopted this outsider role, the outsider guy, drain the swamp guy. And really, at the beginning, that was Ted Cruz's persona. I was actually an advisor to the Cruz campaign. I advised the Cruz campaign. I told Ted Cruz personally, I said, look, just go be Ted Cruz, the guy that stood up to Obama and Obamacare, red, green eggs and ham, you know, on the Senate floor. 100% of the grassroots wanted Cruz at the beginning.
Yes, that's true. You're right, Joel.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in Ted's defense, a lot of the donors were telling him at the beginning, they're saying, look, Ted, we love you. You're our first choice. But we think you might be too pigeonholed, too far to the right. We want to take a look at Marco Rubio. We want to take a look at Scott Walker. We're not going to jump on board with Ted Cruz yet. So I think that influenced Ted to say, okay, I'm going to show that I can be that mainstream guy. And he ran a mainstream campaign, chairman in every state, chairman in every county, with no special message. Just, you know, I'm the conservative Ted Cruz guy.
Yep.
So Donald Trump came along and said, okay, if you don't want to be Ted Cruz, I'll be Ted Cruz.
Right.
And
Great point.
Ted Cruz won the election, but it was in the person of Trump, because Cruz abandoned that winning persona.
Yep.
I had been screening my movie, Dreams for My Real Father. There's no place like Utopia. I'm running around with all the Republican-based voters for like 2 years, four years. And I told Ted, look, the grassroots are far to the right of the establishment. Just be Ted Cruz. And the influence was on him to be more mainstream, and I think he lost the election, which was his to lose.
No, Joe, I fully agree with you, because, you know, Dan and I both, we were on the Cruz, you know, side of the fence early on, and I'll be honest, I mean, I say this all the time, there's no secrets here, people can go back and listen to a podcast and figure it out. The day that Cruz announced Carly Fiorina as his running mate, I told everybody that at that point in time, Donald Trump would be our next president.
Well, it was over long before that. That was just a desperate ploy. Also in Cruz's defense, part of the problem was too many people running. Marco Rubio was kind of getting a lot of the support of the young first-term senator. And there was even a moment before the Florida primaries and some of the southern primaries when it was clear Rubio was going to drop out. It was totally clear he wasn't going to win any state. And they actually begged him to drop out, and he refused. Now, Cruz lost to Trump three or four of those states by 1 or 2 points. Had Rubio dropped out, he would have won, and we would have had a two-man contest. I think ultimately Trump would have prevailed, but there were a lot of issues in there. And the bottom line is Trump controlled the media and the narrative. Whether it was not going his way, he would drop another tweet.
Yep.
If it was going his way, maybe it was going his way for a day or two and it was petering down, he would drop something else.
Yep.
So,
you're right. No, you know, good stuff. Joel, can you stay another segment? I got to take a quick break. We'd love to have you, though, if you can hang out with us.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this. U.S. Gold Coin is coming up next. They would love to help you with your wealth insurance, and the way they do that is by letting you invest in gold and silver coin, not bar, not bullion, not things like that, not certificates. This is real live coin. You buy it, it's yours in about 2 days. It's that simple.
It's that simple.
If you got an old coin, by the way, you want to know the value, they can help you with that as well. USGoldCoins.com, 1-800-468-2646. Call them today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Andy Goss from USGoldCoins.com wants you to consider giving gold and silver coins to your loved ones as gifts this year. Beautiful, authentic, and valuable gold and silver coins really are the perfect gift. It's like giving the people you care about the gift of financial security. Plus, as a KLZ listener, Andy will give you his three CDs, The Federal Reserve, The Definition of Money, and How to Protect Your Wealth, all for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. These CDs give the gift of knowledge by teaching you and your loved ones everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation and introduce them to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of the Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. With this valuable bundle, you can skip the long lines at the mall and help your loved ones start on their way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins. Call Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 for your gift bundle today.
All right, Kevin Flesh up next. He is our legal expert here, attorney, I should say, that really would love to help you with any type of an injury, personal injury, car accident, DUIs, anything along those lines. He would love to help you. He's trial-tested, trial-ready, Kevin Flesh. Find him at fleshlawfirm.com. And when you call him, tell him Rush to Reason sent you, 303-806-8886.
Okay, turn here.
Well, watch it. Watch it.
During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886.
At Larry's Auto, they're happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. They do everything from new wiper blades to full transmission replacement. At Larry's Auto, they're ready to help you do anything to help you maintain and repair your car. Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108. That's 303-427-2108.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Joel Gilbert with us, and I do have the ability to actually play this trailer real quick. So I think without further ado, let's just play it real quick. Charlie, turn my sound up, and we'll just play it. Here we go.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs.
Only Rosie O'Donnell. And they said that wasn't politically correct. Who cares? You haven't been called. I got the right. Go back to Univision. I think Jeb is a nice person. He's very low energy. I'm not used to that kind of a person. Throw him out. Throw him out into the cold. Don't give him their coat. No coats.
L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Lion dead.
I have never seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion.
The most dishonest human beings, these people right here, look at all the cameras.
So disgusting.
This socialist slash communist.
Crazy Bernie, he's crazy as a bed bug.
Who, Pocahontas?
The Indian.
Very offensive.
I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas?
Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, Pop. She's been crooked from the beginning.
Crooked Hillary. Politicians are really dishonest. Yeah.
Donald Trump alleges that my dad was involved in assassinating JFK.
This had nothing to do with me, except I might have pointed it out.
This guy was sweating so badly.
Thank God he has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen, because they were protecting him.
I'm trying to be nice. You know, I'm working hard to be nice.
He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees.
He put glasses on so people will think he's smart. It just doesn't work. You know, people can see through the glasses.
I'll make 3 or 4 major speeches. She makes a speech for 15 minutes. She goes home, goes to bed.
We live off Chinese manufacturing.
That's because when you say we, you are stupid.
Repeat after me.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency. That's not going to happen.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
It's good.
That's really good.
We will make America great again.
All right, I'll end it there. Joel, good job. If the movie's half as good as the trailer, you got a home run.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, the trailer's hilarious. The movie, you will laugh from beginning to end, and you learn a lot. You learn how middle America fell in love with this Manhattan billionaire because he went around the country delivering very strong populist messages, 20,000 people, 3-4 days at a time, 3-4 appearances at a time on this Trumpapalooza tour. And he comes across as a very warm and funny person, a very regular guy, and a very patriotic person who cares about the country. So definitely check the trailer, artoftheinsult.com. We are shipping DVDs from that website only, and then it'll be available on Amazon everywhere else on January 23rd.
Perfect. It's awesome. I mean, Joel, again, I know I've seen your movies. There's no doubt that the movie will be as great as the trailer. I haven't been disappointed in anything we've seen yet. But back to Trump. And as we went through all those different things, and one of the things that Trump figured out early on, and you said this earlier in the last segment that we were talking about Ted Cruz and some of the other things that were going on throughout even the primaries, the one thing that Donald Trump did do, though, you got to give him credit for, is the guy knows how to message, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He'd been doing branding and messaging in New York. You've got to be from, honestly, L.A., New York, or Chicago to really have a understand how to approach and deal and manipulate the media. All these other guys they had teams and campaign people that just didn't get it. They were trying to follow an old standard formula. Jeb Bush, $120 million in the bank, the front runner. Trump came up with two words, low energy, low energy, and it was over. It was over.
Yep.
People, it was a little sophomoric. Sometimes he, attacked people. It was even brutal. But it was always funny. It had a little bit of truth to it and a little bit of humor. And he was able to, inspire people to say, hey, this is someone different who's going to stand up to the radical left, the media, to the Democrats. This is someone who's going to fight and never apologize. And that's what people wanted.
Boy, you're exactly right. I mean, we've talked about this on our show many times. I mean, the one thing that Trump did was, A, he went after the people that he knew he could sway into his camp. He also went after the people in areas where he knew the electoral votes would be there for him to win as the president of the United States. And despite what a lot of people, I think, thought early on, or even what people think today, he did not win by chance. He was methodical, brutal, and knew exactly how to win the presidency.
Well, he knew what I knew, that the public was upset. They were angry. They'd been had by 8 years of Obama. He ran for president, don't forget, Obama, saying, I'm going to cut the deficit in half. Marriage is between man and a woman and God.
Yeah.
Obamacare is not a tax. And then the media backed up everything Obama did, including, gay marriage. We're all going to use the same restroom, transgenderism, all this radical stuff, support Iran, abandon America's allies. People were fed up how the media supported all of this and how the Republicans barely fought back. They really didn't. And it was really ready for anybody who would stand up and fight. And the standard Republican formulas of a big campaign committee with organizations and being very polite, all the Republicans did in response to Trump, when he went after them, they would say, well, Trump is not nice enough to beat Hillary Clinton. And that's what everybody, wait a minute. That's what we want. We want someone who's not so nice and polite that'll, pull out the brass knuckles. And he did. You'll see in the film, in The Art of the Insult, you'll see just Trump going after Hillary, going after Bernie. Remember the famous moment when Hillary said, it's a good thing that Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country. Trump immediately without hesitation.
You'd be in jail.
Because you'd be in jail.
That's right.
You know, you think any other Republican would say that? No. No,
no, he did very, and again, I'm glad you did the movie. Artoftheinsult.com is where you can find it. And if you want to know more about Joel, by the way, and some of his previous things that he's done, it's joelgilbert.net. So, Joel, question for you before I let you go. What do you think will happen in 2020? Does Donald Trump win again? Does he have the stamina, the ability to actually do this whole thing all over again and keep the momentum going to actually win again in 2020?
See, I don't think it was ever about Trump. It was about the will of the people of a traditional center-right American society that believed in the free market system. So I think we'll do very well. The Republicans do very well in 2018.
Agree.
The polls, the Democrats are still on this idea that failed for Hillary Clinton. Trump is not a nice guy. He's really mean and weird, and he does terrible things and says terrible things. They're continuing that failing strategy. And the polls are all wrong. I mean, you can't get an anonymous call from an anonymous organization and say, do you support Trump? People know that if you say, oh, yes, you're going to end up on some kind of email, phone call, dial hit list.
True. Good point, Joel.
No one's going to tell the truth anymore. They're just going to go to the ballot box. And I think the Republicans' agenda that's been around for 20, 30 years, reform the tax code, enforce the immigration laws, all of those typical Republican positions, Trump's the only one that's going to be able to deliver. So I see a 2018 victory as well as a Trump reelection in the future.
I agree. Dan and I were talking just the other day that, I think one of the things that will help us in 2018, and there's certain things that Donald Trump wanted to have accomplished, I believe, before he's methodical. Nothing he does, despite what everybody might think, especially those of you on the left, he doesn't do anything off the cuff like you think he is. He is doing every single thing methodically. I do think there was a few things he'd want to have done prior to the 2018 election, but the one thing that he did get done that will help in 2018, and Joel, you know what I'm talking about, that's tax reform. When people go to the polls, knowing that on average, I've got another $2,000-$3,000 in my pocket, those are votes for our side.
I'm going to agree with that. And even if some things he does not succeed in, I think people understand that he's the only one fighting for it while the Democrats are trying to obstruct it.
Yep.
Open borders. It's madness. It's insanity. Let's have everybody come in, no matter who they are, from anywhere in the world without vetting anybody. It's just insanity.
Yep.
Middle America, which is the vast majority of the country, wants sanity, sane policies, good free market economics.
And better health care. They want Obamacare gone. That's the one thing that I don't think he's been able to do, and I don't think he'll be able to do until we have a switchover in 2018. Then I think he can get it handled after that.
Right, but I don't think people will necessarily hold him accountable.
Agree.
If he doesn't go through.
I agree with you.
He'll come around. So it's been an interesting couple of years. It's going to be continuing to be interesting, and I think the Art of the Insult really captures the essence of the person who Donald Trump really is. You'll see the humor, the fun, the stick-to-itiveness, defending his turf, and just this marketing genius that people still don't understand to this day. His detractors are still trying to dismiss him ways. And he's changed politics forever, and it's going to be interesting to see a lot of other outsiders come into politics with his example.
I agree.
Totally agree, Joel, and I cannot wait to see this movie. This is going to be
a lot
of fun.
Again, everybody listening, it's called Art of the Insult. You can find it at artoftheinsult.com. Joel, first of all, thank you for all that you're doing. It's really a joy having you on with us. I really appreciate what you're doing for the cause, and I'm with you. I think we've got a really good ride here over the next 3 years, and frankly, I think it's even longer than that. I think it's another 7 years.
Well, great. Well, thanks for having me, and I look forward to coming out to,
Joel.
To Colorado.
Appreciate it. When you get out here, let us know. We'll get you on air live. We appreciate it very much in studio.
Will do.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it very much. Joel Gilbert, again, artoftheinsult.com. Find him at joelgilbert.net. All right, Grandma's Handyman coming up next. Anything you need done around the house, Grandma would love to help you. They've got a full team ready to go. Come out and help you on any job you've got. Things that are too small for a contractor, they are there for you. Up and down the entire Front Range, 303-693-3003. It's grandmashandyman.com. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
You are a skilled handyman, but not so good at all the office stuff that comes up with running a business and sometimes finding work. is a challenge. Let Grandma do all that for you. Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs in and around the Denver area. And Grandma is looking for qualified technicians. All of Grandma's technicians are regular employees, and she treats everyone like family. She'll keep you busy and take care of all the paperwork. Call Grandma's Handyman at 303-693-3003 to start your partnership today. That's 303-693-3003. Or find her online at grandmashandyman.com.
All right, Front Range Mortgage coming up next. If you've got a jumbo loan that you would like to get refinanced some way, somehow, they can save you money, and all they need is a few minutes of your time. The phone number, 303-500-1900, is where you call. And again, we say this all the time, and really, there's ways for them to save you money in multiple areas. Rates are changing. Things are happening. You can restructure your loan, save some money. There's multiple ways to do that. Call Brian now and ask him how he can save you money today. 303-500-1900, and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Colorado mortgage limits were raised in January of 2017. Today, if you owe more than $417,000 on your home, you are probably paying too high a rate and likely in the wrong loan. Your loan may have been a good option in 2010 or 2013, but today your jumbo mortgage is likely a half point up to 2 points higher than today's conforming loan programs. Many of our clients can now afford to leave their jumbo ARM, go to a low, safe, fixed rate, and even obtain cash out for other bills with no increase to their mortgage payment. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only team that's helped hundreds of homeowners to benefit from these recent loan changes, escape their high-interest jumbo mortgages, lowering their rates, and saving a bundle. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much you can save under these new guidelines by escaping your jumbo mortgage. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair, diesels. Yes, they do diesel repair where a lot of other auto repair shops do not do diesel repair. They can help you out. 303-841-1071. And remember right now, $1,000 or more if you spend on your diesel, you can get $300 of that back. So it's a big discount, 30% on the first $1,000 you spend on your diesel. So diesel repairs can be expensive. Go to Extreme and let them help out your wallet a little bit. 10274 South Dransfeld in the heart of Parker, 303-841-1071. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, we have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles. My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071. And get your diesel inspected today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Charlie Grimes. And, man, that last little bit with Joel Gilbert. First of all, I love Joel. Great guy.
Great.
If you've not seen any of his movies, they're good. Now, these are not... This isn't Baby Driver you're going to go watch and see.
No.
Okay, it's not an action flick.
No, these are documentaries.
It's like a document. It is a documentary where you're going to learn about a particular topic, in this case, Donald Trump and how he won the election. In The Art of the Insult. Name says it all.
And he's the master of it. I can't wait to see this DVD. I cannot wait to see this.
I can't either. Whether we get to go to the theater together and see it or get the DVD and all watch it, whatever we do.
We got to do it.
One way or the other, we're going to figure out how to make it happen. No, we're not sharing.
No,
popcorn.
We don't share popcorn.
There's no sharing popcorns. No. No, I get popcorn. It's mine.
It's my popcorn.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All my own, right
mine.
Here.
Mine.
Yeah, mine. Mine, like a 2-year-old.
Mine.
Anyways, good stuff. Yeah, I would encourage you when that comes out to make that happen. You will enjoy it, and send as many of your liberal friends as you can. They'll like it, too.
Oh, they'll just love it. They'll absolutely love
Between global warming and the art of the insult, we're cracking them up today,
Especially
Dan.
The ones that think Pocahontas is our next president. Send them.
Oh, geez. Can you imagine? Okay, just a side note. Who are the Democrats going to run against Donald Trump the next
time around?
Well,
I think they're going to go to their farm system. They're going to pull up some young people, kind of like Joe Biden.
Some young people. Uncle Joe.
Get some fresh blood in there.
Uncle Joe, yeah.
You know, Joe Biden.
Let's throw some fresh blood
Elizabeth
in.
Warren. Yeah.
Warren's raising money like
she's
crazy,
really
Charlie
popular.
Said.
She's should probably be. You know, Bernie Sanders. I think you got to go back
honestly,
to
honestly, I really hope it's Biden. Let me rephrase it. I hope it's Warren and not Biden.
I did see something on Facebook that said Clinton 2020.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. They won't let her. Not going to have Chelsea Clinton, maybe? She's not electable either.
No.
I don't think Elizabeth Warren is, to be honest with you.
I don't think there's a Bush or a Clinton that's electable anymore.
No, not after what we've been through. I don't think so. I don't think, I could be completely wrong in this, but I would think that if Elizabeth Warren does run, the difference, this is my prediction right now, I know it's early 2018. We'll see if I'm right, because we'll still be on air then, trust me. We'll be on air for the 2020 elections, trust me. We're not going anywhere.
All right.
So mark my words. If Elizabeth Warren is the candidate, Donald Trump beats her by at least 20 points. At least.
I don't know, John. You know, she is the one that started, you know, the whole thing of you didn't build this. Somebody else built it for you.
All the more reason why he'll beat her by 20 points. Because he'll use all of that against her.
Now, she is like 1/50th Cherokee.
She's not either. She's none.
Something.
Yeah, he'll demand a DNA test to prove that she's not Indian. Because she's not. She's not an Indian. Not even close.
First Nations, like 1/100th?
She's nothing. She's not.
It's an
we could send her an Amazon kit and have her fill it out, and we could figure it out. Amazon DNA kit. We'll just send it off to her.
That sounds like an Indian woman.
Charlie's got his in here. You know, the Amazon DNA kit right there.
I
want one of those.
Charlie?
Yeah, I want one of those.
Charlie.
Why is it still sitting there?
Charlie,
send that thing in. Get your, you know, swab your cheek or whatever you do and get it going.
Charlie, you don't need that.
You don't?
We already know you're related to Kung Fu Panda.
And Yoda. We already know the DNA.
We already know.
It's a combo of the
Save
two.
Save your money,
it's like,
Charlie.
It's like 50-50. Yoda, Kung Fu Panda. Half and half. He's a half-breed. Half and half right there. There you go. That
half
was probably
Yoda,
unpolitically. That was probably
Panda.
A wrong politically correct
what,
thing
half-breed?
To say wasn't a half-breed.
Half-breed, yeah. Well, it's true. He has the wisdom of Yoda, and he eats like Kung Fu Panda.
He does eat like Kung Fu Panda. I'll give him that. I mean, that guy can put away cinnamon rolls like no one I've ever seen. No, he doesn't
look
like
it. A cross between both, actually.
Oh, jeez. He does not. He does not.
He does, too. He's got the little goatee thing going.
He does have a goatee. But Yoda's got the huge ears that poke way out, like Obama.
Well, yeah, Charlie's got small ears, but so does Kung Fu Panda.
Did you catch that?
Yeah, like
you
Obama.
In the Yoda ears. Maybe Obama had a little Yoda in him.
No, Yoda was wise and cool.
That's true. And funny.
And funny.
Okay, let's talk to Michael real quick. Michael, welcome. What's going on?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. So, John, I wonder why you have such lack of confidence in Donald Trump. Only 20 points?
Well, there's still a lot of flaming liberals running around out there, Michael, that'll vote for.
Nah. See, here's what I think's going to happen. And I'll make this prediction to counteract yours because I firmly believe this. I don't care who the Democratic candidate is. If Trump finishes off and gets his wall, gets rid of Obamacare, and our economy starts to see 4.0 GDP, I guarantee he'll win in a 49-state landslide.
Okay, what's the one state that doesn't vote for him?
California. You and I are in agreement there. Yeah.
See, I think it's changed now. I don't think Republicans can get 49 anymore.
I don't either. I'm with Dan. I think we've got too much. You know, even Colorado. I'll be surprised if Colorado's ever
Colorado
right again.
Colorado won't go for him.
No, it'll never happen.
No. See, Minnesota won't. Colorado won't.
Why I say the 20% margin, Michael, because I just don't think there's still too many states out there that have enough flaming liberals in them that it's just not going to, I don't care who you run, it's not going to counter it.
You know, Michael, electorally, 75% or better.
Yeah,
but that's the problem, though, is once those things get in place and everybody sees this country improve, especially if we hit 4.0 GDP, all the flamer and liberalism is going to die.
No, it won't, because
they can't sit there. They can't hold to their values when
what liberals do, though, Michael, is they will just change the narrative onto something else. Because keep in mind, liberals, number one, they're sore losers. Number two, they want to control everything, including what you eat, drink, sleep, watch on TV. You name it, they want to control the whole nine yards, and they do not give up that easily.
And they despise a successful United States economy. Yeah, they despise it.
Yeah, they are not going to lie down easily, trust me.
Right, and I agree with that. But the thing is we're focused on Trump here and his messaging. If they try and change the narrative again and again, sooner or later they're going to have to repeat the same old lines, and Trump's going to use that to his advantage.
They will.
And they said this here. And it didn't work. They said this here, and it didn't work. They said this there, and it didn't work.
True.
So why vote for them?
Well, and I won't disagree with you on all of that. The only thing you and I are going to disagree upon is there's too many flaming liberals, again, that are out there that, honestly, Michael, the good Lord himself couldn't come for the second time and change their mind when it comes to some of these things, because they are so screwed up in the head that they can't think straight anymore. And I mean that sincerely, folks. I'm not insulting. I'm being literal in my language there, that they are so screwed up in the head they can't think straight.
I still hold to the values of the fact that it's the economy, stupid. And once we build this economy back up, we don't have a border issue. We don't have terrorism issues, because that's going away as well. ISIS is on its heels, and this time we can say that with confidence because it's true. When Obama said it, he was lying out of his teeth.
I mean, again, I can't argue with you. I hope you're right, but I'm fearful that we've got, and I'm not fearful enough that I think we're going to lose, but I'm just fearful that there's too many educated people now still in the system, even people that will not even be working, no matter how well the economy does, are going to feed off the system that we've got. And the reality is there's still enough of those out there that spread, I don't think it's any bigger.
We still have football players kneeling.
Yes.
I think they're going to resolve that. I wish we could have gotten Goodell out of there, because he's a moron.
He is. Agree. Won't deny that either. We'll see. I mean, you know, we got a lot of time between now and 2020, you know, basically 3 years from now. You know, we'll see. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how things shake down, Michael.
Yeah, I you know, if he doesn't win by 49 states, I think he'll win at least 45.
Okay. I hope you're right. We'll hold you to it.
Even with everything going on, I think we got it.
Okay. We'll hold you to it, and I hope you're right. I really do. I hope you're right. Thanks for calling, Michael. Let's do this. Professional credit restoration coming up next. Anything you need when it comes to restoring your credit. Now, we talked about this yesterday, and I really mean this. If you're somebody that's got good credit, and maybe you get dinged by who knows what, something that shouldn't be there, a change in your credit, you don't even know what it is, and frankly, you're like me, you don't have time to mess with it. Make one phone call, get it handled, because it's costing you money to have it lowered. You could also be on the other end of the spectrum where your credit is a disaster. You don't have the foggiest idea where to turn. You don't know how to rebuild it. You don't know what the formula is. You don't know where to start. If that's you, this is also a place to call. So either end of the spectrum, professional credit can help you. Right, Dan?
Absolutely.
Literally, either end of that, they are there to help you.
And they'll make you back way more.
That's exactly right. Yeah. 303-232-0303. Find them at prcweb.us. And tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Professional credit restoration helps you move towards a brighter future by improving your credit score. You're finally getting back on your feet financially after a truly difficult life experience, a divorce, a layoff, a foreclosure, or a prolonged illness. Now you feel stronger than ever, but your credit score says otherwise. Professional credit restoration works to correct any errors on your credit history and then counsels you through the proven steps that you can take to improve your credit score. Don't let your past destroy your future. Call Professional Credit Restoration today at 303-232-0303.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, coming up next. Anything you need when it comes to your estate planning, which, by the way, things change from year to year. They change inside of your own family. Laws change, you name it. You need to get Michael Bailey on your side and review things on an annual basis. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. He'll come to wherever you want to meet, and it's 720-394-6887, 720-394-6887. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
So, you haven't called Michael Bailey the Mobile Estate Planner yet, but really, what's the worst that could happen today? Well,
First, you could die without a will, and then your oldest child will start a fight with the rest of your family about what should happen with what you left behind. And then, because you didn't take a little time to make a plan, all of your assets get tied up in the probate court. And because the court case takes so long to be settled, all of your spouse's savings get used up on legal fees, and they're forced to move into that tent city on the outskirts of town because it's all they can afford. And your youngest child will have to join a secret military team as an undercover spy just to make ends meet. All while your oldest grows more resentful because they feel entitled to your assets, and they become a wild-eyed megalomaniac and end up building an elaborate slow-moving torture laser that they use on your youngest while monologuing about world domination. Now you get the point? All of this could happen because you didn't call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, while you still had a chance. Call Michael Bailey at 720-394-6887 to avoid the worst that could happen. He'll come to you and get your will drafted today.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, winding down another day on Rush to Reason, 3 days into the new year, and away we go. John Rushdam, you are Charlie Grimes. All right.
More proof of global warming, snow in Tallahassee.
Look at that. Why can't it snow here?
I don't know. Crazy.
Gee, send it this way. All right. Disney princess in Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, are now sex offenders, a professor says, Dan.
What? Say that again.
Prince Charming may not be so charming after all. Disney's fairy tale princes are sexual predators, according to a Japanese gender studies and sociological professor. Kazumuta. An Osaka University
isn't
professor.
Is some crazy thing you play? I am.
Muta. An Osaka University professor and author of Sir, That Love is Sexual Harassment. Yeah, that's the name of the book. Sir, That Love is Sexual Harassment.
These are people that could never get a date. These people
or a job.
These people hate being sociable. They can't get a date. They sit at home all the time, and they just want to make life miserable for everybody else.
This is a book on workplace sexual harassment, and she argued in December that princesses from Snow White and Sleeping Beauty portray quasi-compulsive, obscene sexual acts on an unconscious partner.
Because you kiss the sleeping princess and she turns into a frog or whatever that is.
No, Charlie must have gone to the snack bar, he said. Yeah, so the prince is kissing the sleeping beauty. But she's unconscious.
She wakes up.
But so I guess he's committing sexual harassment by kissing her. Doesn't every beautiful woman out there want a prince to sweep her off her feet?
Yes.
Unconscious or not?
Yes.
That's what I thought. We don't have any ladies present, or I would be asking them the same question, but I thought every woman out there, bar a few people that maybe aren't really ladylike.
Well, they're on the left.
Yeah, they're the wire cutter type.
Yeah, exactly.
They're on that
side.
No,
they're dykes. Absolutely. No question about it. They wear butch haircuts, and they look like crap.
Outside of them.
And they're the ones that study gender stuff because they can't get a date on a Saturday night.
Outside of them.
Everybody else miserable.
All of the rest of them want to have a prince sweep him off their feet. Show up, Prince Charming, right? Isn't that why they call him Prince Charming?
Yeah.
In other words, the feminist academic activist argues such fairy tales allow sexual violence. On a December 11th tweet,
get a life.
Muta accused the princes of sexual assault with a link to a news story of a real case where a man was arrested for kissing a sleeping woman on a train en route to Osaka. Well, that's not really quite the same. The translation reads, when you think rationally about Snow White and Sleeping Beauty that tell of a princess being woken up by the kiss of a prince, they are describing sexual assault on an unconscious person. You might think I'm ruining the fantasy of it all, but these stories are promoting sexual violence, and I would like everyone to be aware of it. She is a nut job. And by the way, I'm not sure she could get a date.
She can't. I'm looking at her. She can't get a date.
She's probably single.
Nope, nobody will date her. Nobody.
This article goes on for quite some time about her belief that, yeah, we're just promoting sexual violence by allowing these cartoons and Disney cartoons to be portrayed this way.
Well, that's just as absurd as about 10 years ago, a University of Minnesota professor said that any time a husband has sex with his wife, he's raping her.
What idiot said that?
A University of Minnesota professor.
He's an idiot.
She's
an idiot. Figures.
But that's how the left thinks. That's how these women think, these feminists, or I don't even know what you call them. They're nuts.
Like I said earlier to Michael, they're not right in the head.
They're not.
They're brainwashed. Their brain is a brick short of a full load. They really don't have any idea what goes on in the real world, and yet they want to push that entire agenda and their mantra on all of us. And I'm sick of it. I'll be honest. I'm sick of it. I'm tired
of it. You know what it is? It's the kid in class that wanted to make life miserable for every other kid in class because their life was miserable.
Yeah, misery likes company, right?
Exactly. I mean, they're tearing down everything. You can't even take your daughter to a Disney princess movie. My granddaughters love Disney princesses.
They all do. Again, I don't think there's too many ladies out there that would argue with me in saying that they would all love Prince Charming to roll in and sweep them off their feet.
Well, see, what it is they want to get rid of men, real men.
Yes. Agree. And by the way, Cassie just texted this and said, yes, every girl wants a prince. 100% yes. That's coming from a 23-year-old.
Type back to her and just ask her if we would be like the role models for that.
Oh, yeah. Are we? Just,
are we be the role models?
Yeah. Because we are.
Yeah. So just Charlie gross.
Charlie's gross. Charlie.
I can't believe Charlie said gross.
I can't believe he said gross about you and me, Dan.
I mean, he sounds like Pat.
I'm waiting for the return. I'm waiting for the return. She's replying. I can see.
Like, he sounds like
said, are
Pat.
We the role models? We're TikTok. We're slowly waiting. Hey, by the way, speaking of TikTok, just a real quick side thing. So Kevin Flesch, last time he was in here, he told us about this game thing that's going. We never talked about it on air. I want to talk about it maybe tomorrow if I get time. There's this game thing called HQ. It's an app on your phone. And it's only on iPhones, by the way. Can't get on Android. Only on iPhones.
I get my 10.
And the way this works is there are particular times during the day, typically every night at 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, the game starts. And there's a pot of money, and you answer these multiple choice questions, and there's thousands of other people, hundreds of thousands of other people playing the game at the same time. It's the hottest app out there, period, right now. It's called HQ.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like it.
It is. Our kids are now, older kids are now starting to look at it, playing it, so on, and it's actually kind of cool.
Well, a friend of ours' daughter was playing. We were out to dinner one night, and she was winning money as we were sitting there.
That's right.
It's crazy.
If you're really smart, which I'm not, you can win. That's why I don't play the game. I'll never be playing HQ. So we'll take a quick time out. We'll come right back. Bristol Cone Shooting Range, actually Gun Club Shooting Range, whatever you want to call it. It's a one-stop shop, Dan. They got it all.
It is, most definitely.
You name it, it's all there. Buy your ammo. Buy all your holsters, all your goods, clothing, anything you want to shoot with, shooting bags, safes, all the stuff that you need, all the ancillary devices, including the gun, including trying it out, including the range, including training, you name it, it's all there, and there's no special handshake.
None whatsoever.
That's the best part. You show up, handle the money over, become a member, by the way, then you can reserve lanes ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
The membership is a way
to
go.
There's a lot of benefits to becoming a member.
Become a member, folks. Really, become a member. It's easy access. Union and 6th Avenue, 303-985-0989. BristleconeShooting.com. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristlecone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors, and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristlecone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristlecone Shooting.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, John Rush, Dan, you are. All right, I got our answer back, Dan. It says, you guys are.
Yeah.
You are both hardworking and treat women well.
Hey, all right,
so
thumbs
Charlie,
up.
So, we're not gross
did
after all.
Did she say incredibly good looking?
Then that part wasn't in there.
It wasn't. Oh, well, well.
What I've learned, though, from
I guess two out of three ain't bad.
What I've learned from a lot of women is looks don't really matter much.
It really doesn't to them.
It's how well you take care of them, treat them, talk to them. Again, Dan, back to the old, we are sight-oriented, they are not.
Yes, because looks do matter to us.
Really?
It does, seriously. No, my wife knows that.
Oh, no, looks matter.
Looks matter. Yeah, absolutely. No question about it.
And those of you that are women out there that don't think it does, let me give you a little tip. Think again.
Think again.
Yeah, just ask your husband. Honestly, say, honey, do you really like when I'm fixed up, or do you like the way I look now with no makeup and sweatpants on? And guess what his answer is going to be? Honey, I like you any way at all. And he's lying.
Lying.
He's saying that because he's saving face. That's it. If you get him off in a corner on a pole where he knows he's not going to get slapped for saying the wrong thing, he'll say, yeah, I like my wife all dolled up and fixed up. If he's being honest.
Exactly.
Because I'm being honest. I like when they're fixed up and dolled up.
Me too. Why do you think we take them to Macy's and all those places?
Why do you think you buy them all the stuff we buy them?
Exactly. Love it.
I love when mine is.
Me too.
I just saying.
Yep. 110%.
And I don't know another man out there that would say otherwise. No. Why do you think when they walk out of the bedroom, ready for a date, all gussied up, and you look at them and say,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's how it works.
Exactly.
So, ladies, just keep that in the back of your mind. You want Prince Charming, look like you want Prince Charming.
Exactly. Exactly. Get rid of the sweatpants.
It's John's piece of advice for the night. So with that, we'll get out of here tomorrow. We have got Faith Friday. I don't know what kind of advice that was. But anyways, Faith Friday tomorrow. We got a special guest coming on. We're going to talk about, I don't know, her life was a mess. It got turned around. She had some healing, all sorts of different things with Jeannie Moody.
She bought makeup.
Well, maybe.
Maybe that
could be the answer right there. Also, 5 o'clock Fridays, lines will be open, and movie reviews with Andy Pate. We'll see you guys all tomorrow. Have a fantastic evening. If you missed the first hour, please catch it next right here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.